Mr. Chairman, thank you for the opportunity to continue this interactive conversation. And I want to thank our Chinese colleagues both for their clarification on their statement from the last session, and certainly look forward to continuing that conversation. But I also want to thank them for bringing up a really important issue related to strengthening authorization of commercial entities. That is something, as all of us governments in the room should really be thinking about, to make sure that we are meeting our Outer Space Treaty requirements and obligations. And so how we can do more of that, that is something that, as states, we should take away from this discussion and start thinking about. And one request I would have for our Chinese colleagues, I apologize, I was not able to write down fast enough your example, and where you had some very good questions, and I was hoping that perhaps you could share that with the group afterwards so that we can go back and study those questions and perhaps come back at a future time to have a conversation about that. And the last point I would just like to raise is about the question about that our Chinese colleagues raised about Starlink. And the issue our Chinese colleague is talking about is that the Starlink satellite was experiencing intentional jamming in an effort to deny the ability of entities, both civil and military, to use the Starlink satellite. But because of the way Starlink works, this is the comment that our Department of Defense colleague was making, was that they were impressed about its ability to not be jammed in a conflict. Thank you.